ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरयेत्। नष्टो प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नष्टिकी। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट 22nd। द एंड टाइटल ऑफ द चैप्टर इज द आइलैंड ऑफ जम्मूद्वीप। Please repeat after me. Kim Dushkaroir Na Kratuvis Tapabratoir Danadivir Va Dujayeno Fulguna Na Jatro Narayono पाद पंकज स्मृति प्रमुष्ठा अतिशाय इंद्रिय उत्सवात् किं दुष्करोय न क्रतुभिस्तपो वत्रोय दानादिभिर्वा दुजयेन फल्गुना न जत्र नारायण पाद पंकज स्मृति प्रमिष्ठातिशयेन्द्रियोत्सवात् किं दुष्करोय न क्रतुभिस्तपो व्रतोय दानादिभिर्वा दुजीवेन फल्गुना न जत्र नारायण पाद पंकज स्मृति प्रमिष्ठातिशयन्ति उत्सवात् किं दुष्करोय न क्रतुभिस्तप व्रतोय दानादिभिर्वा दुजयेन फल्गुना न जत्र नारायण पाद पंकज स्मृति प्रमिष्ठातिशयेन्द्रिय उत्सवात् किं दुष्करोय न क्रतुभिस्तपो व्रतोय किं दुस्तरैना क्रतुभिस्तपोव्रतैः माता जी ओके आर टू आर्ड मीनिंग ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एस भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद किम व्हाट इज द वैल्यू दुष्करोई वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू पार फ्रॉम नहा आवर क्रतुभिस विथ परफॉर्मेंसेस ऑफ सैक्रिफाइस तपः विथ ऑस्टेरिटीज व्रतः भाउस दान आदि भी विथ एग्जीक्यूटिंग चैरिटेबल एक्टिविटीज एंड सो ऑन वा और दुजयेन विथ अचीविंग द हेवनली किंगडम फल्गुना which is insignificant, no, yatra, where, Narayana Pada Pankajo, of the lotus feet of Lord Narayan, smritihi, the remembrance, pramushtha, lost, otishayo, excessive, indriya utshavat, due to material sense gratification. Translation, the demigods continue after performing the very difficult task of executing Vedic ritualistic sacrifices, undergoing austerities, observing vows and giving charity. We have achieved the position as inhabitants of the heavenly planets. But what is the value of this achievement? Here, we are certainly very engaged in material sense gratification, and therefore we can hardly remember the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. Indeed, because of our excessive sense gratification, we have almost forgotten his lotus feet. Please repeat after me. The demigods continue. After performing the very difficult task of executing Vedic ritualistic sacrifices, undergoing austerities, observing vows, and giving charity, we have achieved the position as inhabitants of the heavenly planets. But what is the value of this achievement? Here, we are certainly very engaged in material sense gratification, and therefore we can hardly remember the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. Indeed, because of our excessive sense gratification, we have almost forgotten his lotus feet. जय श्री श्री राधा मदन मोहन श्री कृष्ण बलराम पतित पवन गौरताय की जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की भगवान सिंहदेव प्रहलाद महाराज की शिल प्रभुपाद की गौर प्रेमानंदे परपोर्ट द लैंड ऑफ भारतवर्ष इज सो एक्जॉल्टेड दैट बाय टेकिंग बर्थ देयर वन कैन नॉट ओनली अटेन द हेवनली प्लैनेट्स बट ऑल्सो गो डायरेक्टली बैक होम बैक टू गॉड इट As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 9.25, Janti deva brata devan, pitrin janti pitri brata, bhutane janti bhutejja, janti majjaji, no pimam. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. Those who worship ancestors go to the ancestors, and those who worship me will live with me. People in the land of Bharatvarsha generally follow the Vedic principles and consequently perform great sacrifices by which they can be elevated to the heavenly planets. However, what is the use of such great attainments? As stated in Bhagavad Gita 9.21, Shine Punne Martaloke Vishanti. After the results of all sacrifices, charity, and other pious activities expire, one must return to the lower planetary systems and again feel the pangs of birth and death. However, one who becomes Krishna conscious can go back to Krishna. Janti Majjaj, you know, Pimam. Therefore, the demigods even regret having been elevated to the higher planetary systems. The denizens of the heavenly planets regret that they could not take full advantage of being born in the land of Bharatvarsha. Instead, they became captivated by a higher standard of sense gratification, and therefore they forgot the lotus feet of Lord Narayan at the time of death. The conclusion is that one who has taken birth in the land of Bharatvarsha must follow the instructions given personally by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jadgatta na nivartante taddham paramam mamo. One should try to return home, back to Godhead, to the Vaikuntha planets, or to the topmost Vaikuntha planet, Goloka Vrindavan, to live eternally in full, blissful knowledge in the company of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kim duskaroi na kratobis tapo bratoi danadi virva duje na falguna na jatra narayana pad pankajo smriti brahmustha atishayendriya achava. Hare Krishna, this slok is very, very important, I think. So many lessons are there we can learn. First word is kim. Starting point. What is the value of attaining heavenly planets? You know, you should remember that demigods are saying in this way. Demigod, they are saying, what is the use of attaining heavenly planet by following the principles which are very difficult? By following the difficult path, like the path of performing sacrifices, the path of giving charity, rendering austerity and penances, surely these paths are very, very difficult to perform. And if somebody performs or follows the path of like this charity, giving charity, sacrifice, performing sacrifice, and eventually he may attain divine planets. He can become the inhabitants of the divine planets. The demigods are asking questions within. What is the use of attaining these heavenly planets? You know, heavenly planets is full of opulence. In that opulence, it's difficult to remember the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, Narayan. The main purpose of our life is to remember Krishna. If it is not possible in the heavenly planet in so much opulence, what is the use of staying there? In this way, the demigods are regretting. Why we become demigod? Jatra, na jatra narayana pada pankaja smriti. In the heavenly planets, one can hardly remember the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Pramushta, we have lost our memory. Why? অতিশয়েন্দ্রিয় উৎসব ডিউ টু এক্সেসিভ সেন্স গ্রাটিফিকেশন। উই হ্যাভ হার্ড দ্য নেমস অফ সো মেনি ফেস্টিভালস, রাইট? ফেস্টিভালস ফর ইটিং, হ্যাঁ, প্রসাদ সেবন, ফেস্টিভাল ফর চ্যান্টিং হলি নেমস, ডিফারেন্ট ফেস্টিভাল ইন আওয়ার সোশ্যাল লাইফ অলসো। বাট ইউ টু ভাগবতম ইউ আর লার্নিং ফ্রম হিয়ার দ্য ফেস্টিভালস অফ সেন্স গ্র্যাটিফিকেশন, অতিশয়েন্দ্রিয় উৎসবাদ। ক্যান ইউ গিভ এনি এক্সাম্পল অফ দিস টাইপ অফ ফেস্টিভাল ইন আওয়ার সোসাইটি? Like nowadays, the marriage ceremony is taking place in such a way that is the festivals of sense gratification, nothing else. Everyone is engaged. Mentally, physically, their only purpose is to gratify their senses. They are playing different drums, musical instruments to make it much more pompous. Everyone is engaged here. So comparatively, the sense gratification is much more there in the heavenly planets. So demigods are saying, Pramishta, we have forgotten why? Due to the excessive sense gratification. So in this way, actually they are glorifying the glories of the land of Bharatvarsha. They are saying the people of the land of Bharatvarsha are very fortunate. Very, very fortunate. Why? Because here, a person can make his life successful very easily, very simply and easily, which is not possible in the heavenly planets. So saying in this way, the Bharatvarsha is so exalted, just by simply taking birth here, one can attain heavenly planets. Prabhupada is saying in the purport. Moreover, he can go directly back to Godhead. There is a very important verse in Bhagavad Gita regarding this line, these statements. Just simply by taking birth in the land of Bharatvarsha, one can attain heavenly planets. Moreover, he can go directly back to Godhead. Who can say, what is the verse in Bhagavad Gita? 8th chapter, last verse. 28, Vedeshu jaggeshu tapeshu chaivo daneshu jat punna phalam pradishtam atteti tat sarvam idam viditta jogi param sthanang upaiti chaddam. It's very, very important. For the preachers, this sloka is very, very important to make someone understand why we are so much attached to devotional service. Krishna is saying, simply by performing, simply by rendering devotional service unto my lotus feet, O Arjun, one can derive the results of all actions like performing the result of performing sacrifice, the result of giving charity, observing different vows. One can attain the results of all these type of actions simply by rendering devotional service unto me. Moreover, he can attain something very special. What is that? Krishna is saying, yogi. Yogi means my devotee. Param sthanam upaiti chaddam. He can attain param sthanam, the ultimate place. What is that? The eternal abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vrindavan, the topmost Vaikuntha planet. So that is the advantage of taking shelter of a devotee. That is the advantage of rendering devotional service. Right? Prabhupada has given an example. Suppose, you know, people are very, very interested in earning money. And you know, different notes in our market. 5 rupees, 10 rupees, 20 rupees, right? 50 rupees, 100 rupees, 1000 rupees, and nowadays, 2000. If somebody runs after collecting only 2000 rupees note, he is intelligent. Why? Just you change this note and you will get all the small notes. So better to run after collecting this 2000 rupees note. Right? Similarly, better to be interested in devotional service. Why? If one is devotee, that means he has mastered everything. Just few days back, our beloved Guru Maharaj, he and his Bhakti Charu Swami Guru Maharaj was also saying, right? A student who is studying in university, studying in master degree, that means someone can guess that he has finished his primary school, high school, college also. Similarly, the person who is executing devotional service, it is very simple to understand that he has finished all the stages previously, like the stage of material activities, karma, gyan, yoga, etc. So fortunately, somehow we are connected now in this devotional service by the special mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his delegate Srila Prabhupada. Just simply consider how fortunate we are. So we should not waste our time, should become very serious in this stage. Right? In the purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying, by mentioning a slok from Bhagavad Gita, 9.25, Janti Devabrata Devan Pitrin Janti Pitri Brata Bhutani Janti Bhutejja Janti Majja Jino Opima. There's four lines, right? Who can go to the heavenly planets? Who can go? The person who is engaged in piety, pious activities, he can go there. Right? And heavenly planets, generally we know that demigods, they are situated in the mood of goodness. Very important to understand. They are situated in the mood of goodness. That means if somebody wants to go to the heavenly planet, he should be situated in the mood of goodness. The result of the mood of goodness is to go or to elevate to the heavenly planet. By worshipping demigods, one can go there. Pitrinjanti Pitribhruta. By worshipping the ancestors, one can take birth in the Pitriloko. Bhutani janti bhutejja. By worshipping ghosts and spirits, evil creatures, somebody can take birth in their sections, in their groups. And janti majja jinoti bimam. And whoever will worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead will attain his abode. Krishna says he will be allowed to live with me. Now if I give these four options to you, which one you will choose? How many of you like to go to the heavenly planets? How many of you like to become ghost in the next life? No. How many of you like to become the Pitrilok? Pitrilok means kya karoge, bendi bajna padega. Pitrilok means your ancestors. Those are now dead. Due to their previous actions, they have taken different places, Pitrilok. If we analyze, this material nature, we will see some planets are known as Pitrilok. So one can take birth there. But then everything, these heavenly planets, Pitrilok and Bhutulok, they are all situated in this material nature. What is the use of going there? Okay. The result of goodness is to be elevated to the higher planet system. A slok is there in Bhagavad Gita. Uddham gacchanti shattvastha madde tishtoti rajosha jagannya guna vittastha adho gacchanti tamosha. We know that evil creatures, evil creatures, they are considered to be the lower, right? If somebody wants to become like that, that means he should be situated in the mood of ignorance. The result of ignorance is to become ghost. The result of Rajosha, generally it happens, you will become the inhabitants in the Pitrilok. And the result of goodness, he will be elevated to the heavenly planets. But to become the inhabitants of Krishna Lok, what to do? One has to become situated in the mood of pure goodness. When the devotee will come out from these three moods of material nature, passion, ignorance, and so that is the thing. Krishna gives very simple suggestions to us through Arjun. Oh Arjun, what to do? Traigunna Vishaya Veda Nistraigunna Bhavarjuna. Try to come out from this material, from these three moods of material nature. Traigunna Vishaya Veda. And you become, Bhava means you become Nistraigunna. Nistraigunna, you become situated in the mood of pure goodness. It is only possible for that person who is actually trying to become situated in the mood of goodness. Only that type of devotees are allowed in the stay in the in the Vaikuntha Lok. So that is the simple. So why we do not like to go to heavenly planets? Because devotees are very intelligent. They know that maybe he has gone there. But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you know the result? Okay, you can enjoy a little for the for a short time. But you have to come back again to this material nature. What is the slope? Shine punne martaloke vishante. When the results of your piety or your piety will be finished, you have to be degraded in this material nature again. So that's why the devotee they do not like to waste their time. Right? And why you do not like to go to Pitrilok? The Pitrilok also is very transient. And there is no sukh. Because of their previous action, they have been elevated there, Pitrilok. The main thing already I have mentioned, that all these planetary systems are situated in their material nature. We have to come out. How? By rendering devotional service. Simply by devotional service, rendering devotional service, we can attain everything. There is a slok in Chaitanya Charitamrita also. Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hoy. If somebody executes devotional service, he can gain everything. He need not to do separately. He need not to do something separately in our social life. Simply just one has to project his attention to the devotional service. Thus, he will get everything. Eventually, he will attain the ultimate abode, the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So lesson is there. Like now, the devotee should not expect to live in an opulent atmosphere. Because it is a very dangerous thing. Devotees are saying, we have lost our memories. We got these positions, but we have lost our memory to remember Krishna. So how they are conducting their affairs? If they lost their memories, that memories are, this memory is different. This memory helps a person to remember Krishna. Dadami buddhi jagam. This is special. Is given by Krishna. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Krishna Balarang Patit Pavan Gaunitai Ki Gaur Premanande. This remembrance is very special. One can get it from Lord Krishna. So devata, they are big, responsible. They are occupying big post, handling the, you know, state planetary affairs, Remember is surely there, but that's not enough to remember Krishna. So you know Kunti Maharani, we know she is teaching us very important slok. Four things very dangerous, unfavorable to execution of devotional service. What are that? Janma isharjo sruti sivi. Janma, if somebody takes birth in a higher parentage. Isharjo, if someone's father is so opulent. Sruti, if someone is very knowledgeable person. And Srivi, very handsome or beautiful to look at. Generally, that person will not be interested in devotional life. You see, these four criteria are in the heavenly planets. You know that the demigods are very handsome and beautiful, opulent, knowledgeable also. So that's why the situation is created now. So, better to take some lessons from the speakings of demigods. Don't take it ordinarily, very important. So just I would like to show something by giving an analogy. Why we should take devotional service so seriously? All of you know this material nature is compared with a jail. Here we are all prisoner, right? It's theoretical understanding. Practically you suppose, you are somehow put in the jail. Kisko mai naam bataunga? Kapil Muni koi batatao. Suppose somehow, you are put in the jail, Ujjain. So when you are jail, imprisoned, then what should be your main concern? How can I go out? How I can become free, right? Or anything else? Will you think, let me run a business here? Let me do something, you know, for the other prisoners? Social activities like this? Do you think, let me meditate here perfectly? Or do you think that I will study big, big kitab? Complicated. No. Why not? You can run a business there, but that will not help you to come out. You can meditate very perfectly. That will not allow you to come out. You can study a lot, complicated theories. That will not be conducive to come out. If you really want to come out, what to do? You have to be surrendered unto the government. And the government agent will help you to come out. Unless you are acknowledging your mistakes, and unless you are surrendering the government, no possible to come out. Similarly, this material nature is a jail. We are all here, prisoner. You have to do? Running a business like Karmakanda. Running a business like Karmakanda. He wants to enjoy the result. So the intelligent person should not do this type of activities here. That means he should not take shelter in Karmakanda. And he's studying big, big books, complicated theories. You can say that is the that is compared with Gyankanda. He is studying with his own endeavor. He is not going to the really devotees. And eventually he is making some concoctions. That may happen, that may happen. I will do that, I will not do that. These concoctions. Those are Mayavadi. They are interested in studying books only. And they speculate in this way. So studying books, staying in the jail, we can compare it to Gyankanda. Gyankanda is not helpful to go out back to Godhead. Karmakanda is failure. Gyankanda is also useless. And yoga, meditation. Big, big yogis we see. We saw here. Kapra, bal, kisi ki prati koi dhyan nahi. Itna, kisi ko, aisa baith gaya, khana, pehna. What is the use of that? So, by accepting the path of Karmakand, Gyankand, Yoga, one can maximum go to the upper planetary systems. So that is not important for us. We are already here. We should do something by which we can go out of this material nature. That is important. A prisoner should not apply to the authority. Why? My facilitation is so less. I am not getting here chai, coffee, newspapers. My rooms are very nasty. Why? I don't have any attached bathroom. Right? Similarly, devotee will not pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by having facilitations from Him. That is also the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is saying, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. I do not like this. I want to have only devotions. Mama janmani janmani share bhavataj bhakti rahoi tukitoi. So that is intelligence. The devotee should not develop their attachment to any other parts, Gyankand, Karmakand, Yoga, because that will make a person fickle-minded, unfixed. What is the slok? Shakali Ashanto. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Shakali Ashanto. Shakali, they are on all steady, not fixed up. But Krishna Bhaktu Nishkam, as he doesn't have any expectation, this type of expectation, that's why he is fixed up, is calm and quiet, cool headed, gentle, sober, pleasant, satisfied. So that is the thing. So demigods, through their prayers, they are actually teaching us, oh people of the world, you are right, you are very fortunate. Staying in the land of Bharatvarsha, you execute devotional service. Hamara bahut nuksan ho gaya. So in this way they are regretting. So many times we have heard also, they like to take birth in the land of Bharatvarsha, right? So that means they like to come here. They like to become human being. They like to take shelter in devotional service. And we have already got it. That means our position is better than that of positions of demigods. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Any question, corrections? Yes, Prabhuji. Michael.
Hare Krishna Guruji, thanks for your wonderful class. I have two questions. First is that where is Pitraloka situated in the 14 planetary system?
As a Pitralok, different types of Pitralokas. You know, one Pitri is like the 10 Prajapatis. They are also known as Pitrilok, Pita. Where they are residing is also Pitrilok. But, you know, on Pitrilok, I heard that it is situated to the right side of the hellish planet. Right, Shadu Siddhi? So, and you know, in our society, there are four types of people, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. So for each and every section, the Pitrilokas are different. We should not become so much concerned regarding that. So by the way, we are giving some information. So Pitrilokas are there. Like, you know, the main planets are there mentioned in the scripture. But those are not some planets like this. They are not mentioned so importantly. But they are there. That is that. In Ujjain, last few years back, I was visiting a house. And in their house, I saw the altar. And so many statues, they are sitting in their altar, in line. And I asked that person, who are they? No, she was Mataji. She was saying they are all our pitas. Succession. And they are worshipping them. So it's not impractical. Even nowadays, some people are worshipping them. Pitrilokas. Ancestors. What is the second question?
The second question is, during the class, when you asked this question that how many of us would like to go to heavenly planets, no one raised hand. But we see like the devotees carry this desire of going to USA and they feel going to USA, America.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So how to understand when we see devotees getting very happy when they hear that they are getting the opportunity to go to USA?
America is also the worldly heavenly planet situated here. Yeah, we should understand the importance of going to abroad. We see our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada and other so many exalted devotees, they are also visiting America and other countries. Why they are visiting that place? They are only going there for the purpose of preaching activities. They are completely non-attached. But why do we like to go there? We like to go there for achieving or for gaining some material opulence. You can get it also. But we are sure that you will not avail to maintain your spiritual standard. So many examples are there. So before developing our interest to go to America and like this opulent country, we should ask the experience, we should hear the realizations and the experience of the person those have already visited that place. One time I know the example. One devotee, he was studying in Kharagpur IIT. Previously his name was Kapil. Now Revatipati Prabhu. I know him when he is a student. I went to Kharagpur IIT. He was a student there. He's a very brilliant boy. And you know, he got number 100%. And on hearing this news, so many universities from foreign country sent him the letters. You come. You study here, higher study, take PhD, this and that. So many universities. But before going there, he went to His Holiness Radhanath Swami Guru Maharaj. His instructing spiritual master is Shripad Radhesham Prabhu. So he was consulting with him, but Prabhuji sent him to the Maharaj, And he was asking, Maharaj, I am thinking in this way, so many invitations also coming to me, what to do now, what I can do? Simply by one sentence, Maharaj replying him, would you like to go to hellish planet? Nothing else, no more explanations. Would you like to go to hellish planet? Stop, fully stop. Then Prabhuji Revatipati understood. The Maharaj doesn't like it. The foreign country, for us, it is hellish planet. Firstly, Prabhupada, it is okay. Prabhupada is such an exalted devotee, he can change the atmosphere from hellish to divine. So for that type of person is okay. Otherwise you can also go there. When your spiritual master will call you, you go and preach. That means he is empowering you at that time. But we should not express our personal will and interest. That is not good. We are here in ISKCON society means theoretically at least we are surrendered. So now we should do everything under the guidance of ISKCON's devotee and ISKCON rules and regulations. Then it is possible only to to execute devotional service in this material nature up to your last breath. Otherwise, you may any time be deviated. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, one doubt is there, like this I found.
So doubt
I got able to remember. Yeah, the doubt was that like this sometimes we heard that the families, they are worshipping Kul Devta. So these Kul Devta, they fall in which category? These are they call in demigod category or ghost?
Yeah. Kul Devata is also one of the demigods. You will see that sometimes you see the Kul Devata is Ganapati, Kul Devata is Kali. Different types of. They are also one of the demigods. And Kula Guru, this is another concept. Kula Guru means very, very previously honors Guru in their diet, in their parentage. And from him it is coming down. His son became guru, his son became guru, his son became guru. That is Kula Guru. It's not so much authorized according to our regulations. Okay? Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Samavata Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. Hari Samavata Bhakta Vrinda ki.